Hey everybody, it's Caleb here from the Regimental Vox. Finally recording for the first time in a while. You'll notice that I have a little video going on right now. You'll also notice that there's no fanfare or any sort of, you know, opening segment or anything like that for this one. Whether you're watching the video or listening to the audio version, I will be posting the audio separately through the podcast channel. All the same. But yeah, I just wanted to do a separate little video slash audio thingamabobber, I guess, first, before I get into the full recording and such. At some point I would like to actually just do videos with my recordings and stuff in general, but, I don't exactly have a great setup for that. The audio quality from this may not be as good as, you know, it normally is and stuff, but I'm gonna fuck with it and make it work the best I can. So we'll see. But I just wanted to cover a few things first in this separate mini episode, I guess, or just, you know, so to speak, before getting into the full on normal stuff. So, obviously it's been a while for starters. Let's see, I think I last recorded in March. So a lot longer than I expected to be on a hiatus, but a lot of things happened these past few months. Obviously, there's a little thing called COVID-19 that's still a thing. You know, at first, when that first happened, I wanted to keep recording and stuff, and, you know, the seemed like, well, I should try to still keep life fairly normal, but to be perfectly honest, it just seemed kind of improper, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, that is like I just wasn't entirely feeling, you know, all just let's talk about Warhammer and ignore everything else going on right now. So it just seemed weird to me. But honestly, the biggest thing was that literally the week the whole everything started to implode pandemic wise and whatnot, I got a new job. That landed me square in a grocery store. So it was like, oh, okay, you know, this is wonderful timing. It was just bizarre. So many things kept changing so rapidly in my life and stuff. And then Krista also was actually working from home suddenly, unexpectedly as well. So, you know, I was spending a lot of time with her. And I'm not saying like, I had to spend time with, no, I just, the world was fucking falling apart around everybody. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of, you know, spend time with her because she's kind of a big deal. So, you know, so I kind of put a lot of things, you know, hobby wise and whatnot on the back burner a little bit, you know, because it was just a weird time. You know, and then just trying to figure out the whole new job thing, too. I still have not fully stabilized the schedule, and that's kind of made it hard to find a good time to do recordings. I don't have as much free time in terms of I got a space to record in. It's not going to bother anybody else. I don't have kids. I don't have work, so on and so forth. You know, at this point, I don't have actual, like, days off where I'm like, I've got no kids, no work, no nothing. I can just focus on me stuff. And I'm not bitching, oh, woe is me. Far from it. I'm just saying, you know, the job change did kind of affect things in a lot of ways there. But things are starting to stabilize now, scheduling wise. So tentatively with the stabilizing and everything else, but mind you, like I said, this is very tentative because, you know, coronavirus and so on and so forth, just everything keeps changing week by week. My plan is to probably start recording, I'll probably be working on recording like Monday mornings with the idea of being able to record, edit, and put out an episode every Monday. That's the idea. So I'm going to try and work on that starting next week. But we'll see. You know, I've just kind of been laying down some frameworks as far as scheduling goes, how it's going to fit in the best with everything else going on. So it might change right off the bat. I don't know. But it's going to be probably my best opportunity to actually have time to focus down on recording and editing and so on and so forth is Mondays. Or at minimum, record Monday. And then if it's, you know, maybe put it out on Tuesday if I got once I get an opportunity to edit it, if I don't have time to actually do both. But either way, it's the Vox is back. It's coming back. And I apologize to anybody who actually enjoyed it quite a bit. I love doing it. It's just, like I said, it's been a weird time. Which brings me to the next point, actually, and the most important point of this whole recording. I was planning to come back a few weeks ago. You know, like I said, stuff started stabilizing at work a little bit, which is kind of helping out. It just, you know, seemed like now was a good time. And then, especially with the announcement of Ninth Edition and everything, I was like, now is a very good time. You know, this is a great time to get back into it. I'm excited and I'm happy about it and so on and so forth. But it once again seemed extremely improper, more so than before, even by far, given everything that's been going on. My cat is trying to get into something right now. Big shock. You know, this whole thing the past couple weeks with the riots and protests and all the, you know, bullshit that has been going on, not just in this country, you know, there's some of it's worldwide, but a vast majority of it is right here in this country. I mean, a few weeks ago, my, you know, the closest major city, you know, we're kind of a suburb of Grand Rapids, Michigan, well, more of rural, it's definitely a rural area, but still the extended greater Grand Rapids area, as it were. They had a riot down there and shit was catching on fire, and I was watching live footage of things on fire, and you know, and it was pretty crazy. And it's, you know, it's just been a crazy world. So, but the biggest thing, obviously, the main reason this is all going on is because of the whole George Floyd thing, with what happened to him. And you know, at the end of the day, like, I found myself at first when everything started going to hell in a handbasket over this situation, I was like, why are we still having these conversations? As in, why do we have to keep the, why are there still all these dumb racist fucks running around doing dumb racist bullshit all the time? It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, you know, and that's what's kind of kept me ever from even wanting to say anything about it to some degree, was just because it didn't make, there was just no logic to it. It just logically was like, okay, this human being is a human being, so why treat them like they're not a human being? You know? But now I'm realizing the main reason why we have to have these conversations and not stay silent about this shit and everything else is because there are way too many dumb motherfuckers who can't seem to fucking get it. You know? It's pretty fucking simple. Are they human? Yep. Then treat them like one. I don't know how else I can describe that to anybody. You know, a lot of people have been bitching and moaning, saying that, you know, all these different companies are turning things into some sort of political move and agenda. And I'm like, since when is treating another human being like a human being a political agenda? You know, why is that? You know, well, if you're on the right, you don't believe in people being able to be treated like people, so fuck them. And if you're on the left, you know, then you do, but you do it in a weird backwards way that doesn't make sense or whatever. It's all bullshit. Anybody who's turning it into a political thing specifically is doing something for their own personal gain, more than anything else. So, but yeah, the amount of people who read these statements or whatever else, and they're like, ah, well, it's a free country, I can believe what I want. Well, yes, it is a free country, and you can believe what you want within reason. You know, you cannot believe that it's okay to go out and diddle kids, because guess what? It's fucking not. So, just the same as you can't, it's fucking terrible to even begin to fathom and believe that it's perfectly okay to be like, well, that guy's not white like me, so fuck him, I guess. You know, no, it's fucking stupid. It's absolutely stupid. And in this community specifically, you know, in the Warhammer community specifically, there was a, you know, GW made their own post about it. Just like all sorts of corporations have been putting out their two cents, you know. And most of them, in fact, I would say pretty much all of them that I've seen personally, they come across as very, I'm trying to think of the right word for it. It's very much like, yeah, we're with you. You know, just kind of, yay. For anybody who's listening to the audio, I just made a stupid face. So I apologize to anybody who's listening to the audio because you can't see my movements and whatnot. And now I'm adjusting in my chair for those who are listening to the audio. You know, they're just kind of like, yeah, we support Black Lives Matter and we support human rights, but we're not going to say anything or do anything about it in any capacity. And that's, you know, pretty much been across the board. Okay. They are all pretty much trying to be as neutral as possible in making their statement of, we want to support this movement, but we don't want to lose money from anybody. Well, here's the thing. For starters, now, some of this is personal theory, but I personally theorize that every time you see all these people out there loudly bitching, stop catering to a niche market, blah, 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 they're not a niche market. I think most human beings believe that every human being should be treated like a human being fucking regardless of anything else. Whether, you know, whether it's their race, you know, the color of their skin, whether it's their sexual orientation, whether they're transgender or whatever, most people believe that people are people. End of fucking story. You know? So I don't think they are catering to a niche market. If they wanted to cater to a niche market, they'd be supporting your racist ass instead. They'd be saying, nope, we're not going to do any of this crap because it's going to lose us the most money. But once again, they're all wording it in such a way that they're not saying we don't want your money anymore if you're racist and shitty. We just would prefer you stop being racist and shitty, please. All but one. There has been one company that, in, you know, from reading their statement, still professionally written, still clean of language and stuff, unlike myself. But only one that I've seen has actually gone out of its way to say, you know, there's the door. And let me read it to you. Warhammer is for everyone. One of the great powers of our hobby is its ability to bring people together in common cause, to build bonds and friendships that cross divides. We believe in and support a community united by shared values of mutual kindness and respect. Our fantasy settings are grim and dark, but that is not a reflection of who we are or how we feel the real world should be. We will never accept nor condone any form of prejudice, hatred, or abuse in our company or in the Warhammer hobby. We will continue to diversify the cast of characters we portray through miniatures, art, and storytelling, so everyone can find representation and heroes they can relate to. And here's the kicker part. And if you feel the same way, wherever and whoever you are, we're glad you're part of the Warhammer community. If not, you will not be missed. That last line. Every other company statement, once again, that I've seen, every other group, organization, whatever the fuck you want to, you know, they are, every single one of them, well, not every single one. There's been a few, like, small businesses and, you know, once again, niche market type stuff and whatnot that has been more vocal about how they feel about these things. There's one ice cream shop out in Seattle, I think, called Full Tilt, that had posted a thing saying, fuck the police, And then someone commented saying, "I will never buy from you again. You shouldn't bring your political agenda to your business. That's unprofessional." And they commented back, "Get fucked." So they clearly are very vocal about how they feel about it. But GW saying, "If not, you will not be missed," is literally saying, you know, it's saying, if you do not agree that every human being deserves to be treated like a human being, then get fucked. It's just written in a much more professional manner than get fucked. So, and there's so many people I've seen commenting and stuff like that, just being like, well, you know, they're pushing, you know, saying that, you know, it's for everyone, but only if you agree with our politics. It's not fucking politics. It's not. If you want to talk about politics, we go on and on about politics all fucking day long, you know. I have my own share of all sorts of weird gobbledygook. For just for the sake of transparency here, if I had to define my personal belief system, a little bit of technocracy and scientism mixed in with democracy, and I am a transhumanist through and through, for sure. Who just believes that everybody should be treated the fucking same, regardless of who they are and how they were born and so on and so forth. We're all human beings. If you don't want someone else to treat you like shit, don't treat them like shit. Pretty simple. But yeah, the idea that this is somehow saying, well, you better agree with our politics or fuck off. And the amount of people too also, well, they're never getting my money again. Good. That's literally what they're saying. We don't want your fucking money. We do not want your racist, shitty-ass money. Get the fuck out. You know? So, honestly, kudos to them for actually saying, fine, here's the door. Get the fuck out. Go get fucked. We don't care. You know? And I will go ahead and put this forward. Lost my train of thought for a brief moment. Apologies. If they thought they were going to lose shit tons of money, they probably wouldn't say this. Even if it's what they personally believe, because they're still a company. You know? But I think at the end of the day, even if, let's just say, every single racist piece of shit motherfucker that plays this hobby suddenly quit cold turkey, GW never sees a penny from them again, I'll bet you they haven't lost much business. Honestly, I doubt they have. And in turn, they probably actually gained business through this, because there's probably a bunch of people who've been sitting on the sidelines who are interested in the hobby and have not participated because of the amount of vitriol and bullshit they see coming out of the internet all the time from, you know, guys like Archhammer and stuff like that. That just make this hobby look like shit, you know. And to all those guys out there, I also want to add a hearty get fucked, because it's fucking stupid. You are the one ruining the hobby. You are gatekeeping the hobby by being like, if you're not white, if you're not male, if you are not some racist, homophobic, transphobic piece of shit, that you shouldn't be involved in this hobby. Yeah, no. That's total garbage. You know, Warhammer is for everyone. Simple as that. But more to the point, this whole racism thing, it's gotta fucking stop, man. It's too goddamn much. I am shocked and appalled that I live in this modern age. You know, we were all kind of taught to some degree that racism ended forever ago. You know, not when slavery ended, but when the civil rights movement, you know, was successful. Air quotes, sorry. Once again, I'm recording video and audio. Excuse me. And I don't know if I'll edit out that cough or anything like that. So apologies there too. Because once again, I'm doing this different from usual. So this is far more casual than usual. But you know, they teach you that racism supposedly ended, but it did not. You know, there's so many racist motherfuckers. And once again, too, it's not just racism. The amount of people against trans people, against homosexuals, it's astounding. It is amazing. In our local town here, there's like a local Facebook page just for things going on in town. The moment anybody brings up, you know, wanting to fight against racism or fight in favor of, you know, or like it's like Pride Month, you know, that with that going on, then you get a bunch of these Bible bashing motherfuckers come flying in and they're like, oh, everybody keeps hating on my ideas. Why does everybody keep hating on what I have to say? Well, let's hear what you have to say. Oh, well, what I said was that homosexuals are sinners. They should all rot in hell. And I think that this town is a piece of garbage if we allow homosexuals to live like human beings. Oh, is that all? That's, oh, okay. Well, the reason you're getting hated on is because you're a piece of shit. So, now, a lot of people would ask, well, how, you know, you're sitting here preaching against hate by using hatred. Well, there's a little thing called the tolerance paradox. And unfortunately, there's just no way around it. What it kind of boils down to at its base level is that if a society chooses to be fully tolerant of everything, literally everything, including intolerance, you know, hey, yeah, you want to be a Nazi? That's cool. Hey, yeah, you want to go, you know, hate on some black folk? Hey, that's cool. Whatever. You do all that shit, you create a society that becomes intolerant. It begins to tear itself apart. Not that we know of any societies like that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So what you got to do is there has to be a cutoff point, basically, in this theory of the tolerance paradox. There has to be a cutoff point where you say enough is enough. That in order for society to continue to grow and better itself, certain ideas have to be left behind. It's just, there has to be a cutoff point. It kind of, you know, kind of like here, the idea of liberty is like, you know, being able to do whatever the fuck you want, as long as it doesn't infringe on someone else's, you know, liberties. So you can pretty much say and do whatever you want, but you can't go over to your neighbor and stab him to death, because that's against his liberty to keep on living and breathing oxygen. You know, just as a pretty extreme example, but it's an example all the same. So if someone doesn't have the liberty to live their life freely because of the color of their skin or because of who they love or whatever else, then because you are saying to them that they're not only not allowed to do those things, but that you will kill them, you will persecute them, execute them, you know, fucking throw them in prison, whatever you could think of. When those are your reactions to somebody's ability to just live their own fucking life, you're a piece of shit, once again. So, actually, I had a friend of mine who's one of the few quite religious people that I actually respect. We won't even go down that whole rabbit hole about religion stuff. Because a lot of my problems with religion it stems from the hatred factor again, too. That there has to be that cutoff point where if I'm not intolerant of certain things, then those things will cause more intolerance and more pain and suffering long term for more people. So, but anyway, like I said, we're not going to go down that whole rabbit hole. But the point is that he reached out to me and asked me, he said that that he's asking friends of his that he knows that he respects and thinks that are intelligent, about their, and also too, specifically friends of his that are, either atheists or like anti-theists and stuff like myself, and ask, what is your main problem with Christianity? You know, the reason he was asking even is because he himself has been having a bit of an awakening and not finding himself no longer religious or anything, but rather instead finding himself going, I feel more comfortable with the atheists and the people who don't agree with my belief system because of the fact that a lot of the people that in my belief system are racist, homophobic, transphobic pieces of shit. That's probably just going to be the title of this episode, even maybe. I have no idea. Probably not, because that'll probably flag some shit somewhere, and I don't want that to happen. So he's finding himself going, man, I want to be part of this community that shares my religious beliefs and stuff, but they're all awful people. Well, not all of them, obviously, but he's finding a vast majority of them are awful people. You know, that even though they share his belief system, they don't practice it, and they also treat people like garbage. And then here's all these atheists and anti-theists who don't believe in his religion, who even despise his religion, and yet he actually finds himself getting along with them better because they don't have religion, and yet they have better morals. So, anywho... Point being, this has turned out a little more long-winded than I anticipated, but my point is that we need to do better. Our hobby community needs to do a lot better, with diversifying not only how we portray the hobby, but once again, accepting everyone. You know, my family here, I am, Whitey McWhite guy. Basically, and I have two boys, Whitey McWhite Boy and Whitey McWhite Boy 2. Krista is of a mixed Native American and Caucasian descent. And then she has her three kids that are all special needs and black kids. And yet, when we have all the kids over, when everybody's in this house, nobody's treated differently from anybody else. Within reason, obviously, if you have special needs, you have to treat somebody with a little bit of a different approach because they may not understand things the same and stuff, obviously. Intellectual disabilities are kind of a bitch. So, but my point being is that under this roof, we've got a diverse cast here, and honestly, it's like one of these things. More, what's weirded me out more than anything is that anybody might think this is weird. For me, it's just, I love her. I love her kids. I love my kids. She loves my kids, and she obviously loves her kids too. But the point is that we just treat each other like human beings. We're just a family. End of story. And that applies on the greater whole, though, too. This town I live in is a family of a sorts. It is a tribe. My greater area, my greater Grand Rapids area of the state of Michigan, the United States, this fucking globe, these are all part of my family. We are all part of the human race. And I know that sounds really corny, but it's fucking true. We are all one race, the human race, so on and so forth. So start fucking acting like it. If you're out there listening to this and you go, man, I don't know if I agree with him, that sounds political, get fucked. And if anybody's out there saying, well, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand transsexuals, or I can't stand homosexuals, or I can't stand black people or Chinese people or whatever, you can super get fucked. So I don't care. I'm not in this for some sort of pageant prize winning of, guy who can kowtow to the most people and get the most views and listens. Fuck that. I really don't care. Yeah, I would love people to listen and watch and so on and so forth. But if you're not going to, because you disagree with me, that every human being deserves basic human rights and deserves to be treated like a human being, then fuck you. Seriously. I don't want you listening anyways, and I don't care about what your opinion is because you are a bad person. End of story. So, but I think that's about it for right now. I will probably have an actual Warhammer-related episode next week. Maybe later this week, but probably won't start until next week, just given my scheduling and everything else. So, but I hope you guys still enjoyed this. I hope you guys take some of this to heart, and that you get where I'm coming from, namely anybody out there in the All Lives Matter group. everybody fucking knows that all lives matter. That's my fucking point, even, is that everybody fucking matters. It's just some people are, you know, being treated like garbage by a huge portion of the fucking population, it sounds like, and it seems like. So, fucking cut it out. I don't know what else to say beyond just why. Stop it. Think about it logically for a moment. This person is just another human being just like you. Do you want them treating you like shit? If the answer is no, then don't treat them like shit. And if the answer is yes, well, then there's something wrong with you. I don't know what else to fucking tell you. So, but yeah. Everybody's well aware that all lives matter. That's not the question here. Certain lives are in danger and in trouble. We need to do something about it. And last note, you know, I've been seeing a lot of shit, too, about people being like, well, you know, I've seen some stupid-ass meme shared by some friends and family. And it's, you know, got a picture of some little white girl, you know, asking her to apologize for slavery. And then it's got a picture of some little Asian girl, and it's like asking her to apologize for Pearl Harbor. And I'm thinking, it's not even fucking apples and oranges there, for starters. Totally different fucking planets that you're comparing one systemic bullshit racist motherfucking horrifying incident, and incidents of weak word for it. It's been just a long everlasting bullshit session versus a tactical assault on a fucking military installation. Seriously, that's really bad logic. I just had to throw that one out there because that one's been bothering me. Anywho, justice for George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, simple as that. We're going to get through this, and this community is awesome. My local community has been great as far as, you know, the hobby goes and stuff, but I think as a whole, this hobby, our community, the Warhammer community, can do better to welcome more people. Let's cut the gatekeeping. Let's cut the bullshit. Let's get down. Let's roll some dice. I'll catch you guys later.